Hello.
Hey, Mike. Coach, talk about playing the Patriots. You guys know each other well.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a big game for us. They're a good team. You know, we're both kind of in playoff contention, and we're battling. It's that time of year. We look forward to it.
Coach, what are your impressions of what Matt Cassel has done the last 2 weeks?
You know, it's been impressive. You know, he's thrown the ball for over 400 yards. Seems to be administering the offense well. He's including a lot of people, throwing the ball to a bunch of folks, and doing a nice job of it.
Do you defensively, you know, you would think that when Brady went out, maybe the offense would change. Right now, do you just game plan the same way you game planned for the offense last year when Brady was at the trigger?
Well, you know, every year is different. We're, you know, making decisions in terms of game plan off of what we see from those guys this year on tape, and it's impressive.
Coach, how about what your quarterback has done the past few weeks? Obviously, he's had a shoulder problem, but seems to have managed it well the last couple games.
The big thing for us and for him is that we've taken care of the ball the last couple of weeks, and that's why we've been successful. And if we're going to be successful up there, it needs to be the same this week.
What do you think when you see the point totals the Patriots have allowed the last 2 weeks?
You know, that's kind of the story of the National Football League, it appears, at this point this year. You know, there's more points scored in the league last weekend than, I think, the history of the game. So, you know, I think it's more of a sign of the times than anything.
Not with your team, though.
Well, you know, that works behind us. You know, we have big challenges that lie ahead this week, and they're a potent offense, and they're capable of ringing up the scoreboard, as evident what they've done here recently. And so we got a lot of work ahead of us.
Mike, you're obviously known as a team that brings a lot of pressure and likes to do that in different ways with Dick's system. How have you seen through tape that Matt Cassel has handled that pressure in the last couple of weeks?
You know, he's handling it very well. He's making quick decisions. He's getting the ball out of his hands. Their use of the screen game is exceptional. I think that combats a lot of the pressure packages. He's doing a nice job.
And to that point, what do you think of Kevin Faulk as one of the more versatile players in the league?
Oh, man, Kevin doesn't need my endorsement. You know, this guy does everything extremely well. He runs it. He catches it. He blocks. He's a special player.
As a guy who's had a lot of great linebackers, what have you seen from Gerard Mayo so far?
He's very, very fast, very physical, runs around, makes a bunch of plays for him. He's not playing like a rookie by any stretch, based on what we see on tape.
When you look at what they present offensively, what is a greater threat? Is it Moss or Welker, you know, in their passing game?
You know, they can both beat you in And that's really how we're looking at them right now. Of course, they do it in different ways, but equally as dangerous. And two guys that we have to prepare to contend with.
You surprised that a team would single cover Moss?
No, nothing surprises me in the National Football League anymore.
What goes through your mind when a player on your team pretty much guarantees a win?
You know, that's old news. Let's talk about what's going on this week.
No, that happened this week.
Not to my knowledge.
We had that. It was reported in a paper that the same player did the same thing this week.
I hadn't heard that.
Mike, can you talk about these two teams getting together at this stage of the season and the significance of it, if you place any extra value on the fact that these two teams are again making playoff pushes?
You know, it's all the same for us. We all get 16 opportunities to state our case for the playoffs. It is added significance because the playoff picture becomes clear this time of year. But, you know, we take these things one at a time. This is a big game because it's the one that we play this week. We acknowledge we're playing a great football team, and so that's what makes it exciting.
What kind of lesson can you take from last year's game here, or can you?
You know, they're a different team than they were a year ago. We're a different team than we were a year ago. You know, we just focus on what's going on here in 08.
How has Ben evolved as a leader on the team?
You know, I think he's just, you know, he's a veteran football player. He's comfortable in his shoes. He knows he's a big component of what we do and how we play football, and you know, he's comfortable with that.
How much progress has Santonio Holmes made?
He's progressing nicely. I think, you know, more importantly than what you see inside stadiums, he's coming to work every day, is working extremely hard, practices extremely hard, and I think those are key ingredients to being a consistent player, one that we need.
Bill brought up the comparison between Troy Polamalu and Rodney Harrison. From your perspective, do you think there's a lot of similarities there?
I know that, you know, both guys play with a great deal of passion, and people feed off of the way they play the game. Of course, I don't know Rodney personally, but at least that's the way it appears on tape. And from being around Troy on a day-to-day basis, I can say that that's the case here.
The running game, usually such a strength of yours, you know, obviously you've had some injuries there. How much has that compromised your offense?
You know, it has. If we're going to be good, we got to be capable of winning games in a lot of ways, running it, throwing it. And if we're going to be a complete offense, a complete team, we got to be able to do that. And ultimately, it's about winning and losing for us.
What is Mwelde Moore? How is he different from Willie Parker?
You know, Mwelde is a guy that, you know, maybe doesn't have the standout physical characteristic that Willie has in terms of straight line speed, but Mwelde does a lot of things well. He can run it, he can catch it, and pretty good blitz pickup guy. He's been a good addition to us, most importantly, because he's a good teammate.
How about Heath Miller, Coach? Talk about Heath Miller. Back in the England lineup now, Heath Miller.
It's good to have Heath back. I think that Matt Spaeth did a very nice job when he was down. But, you know, everybody's aware of what Heath brings us. He's good inline blocker, he's good pass receiver, he's good all-around tight end and teammate.
Mike, can you talk a little bit about James Harrison and what he has meant for this defense?
You know, James is a guy that, you know, plays with an edge. He's a passionate player. He doesn't make mistakes. He's been productive for us. He challenges his teammates in the group. And I think he's a catalyst for what we do.
If you're going to be defending a blade of grass, is he the guy that you want to be holding that blade?
I tell you, we got a few of those guys, but no doubt he'd be among them.
Yeah.
What do you think is the commonality between the Patriots and the Steelers in terms of their ability to turn it on late in the season? You guys, Patriots are, I think, since 2001, have the best record, starting with Thanksgiving. You guys are second. What are the similarities there?
You know, I just think consistency, good teams, you know, do it in different ways, but ultimately that's what this thing comes down to, is being where you're supposed to be and seeing what you're supposed to see and making plays to close out football games. They've done it better than anyone over that time span.
How's the line for Ben now? It's come a long way since last season, Coach, right? The offensive line, the improvement of that.
You know, we're a work in progress, man. We just, you know, we acknowledge that we're not perfect. We're growing and developing. We've got some, of course, new guys in that position and having to step up for us. They've done a good job thus far, but they got a big test ahead of them this week, particularly with those three men across the front there in New England.
Speaking of that, I know the Patriots gave up a lot of points last week, but it seemed to us that Vince Wilfork had a pretty good game. Have you looked at that tape? What did you like about what he did?
You know, I'm not going to get in the business of evaluating his performance. I'll say that, you know, those guys are very good football players, not only him, but Seymour and Warren. Those guys are capable of controlling the line of scrimmage, and we got a great deal of respect for them, and we got a lot of work to do if we want to get those guys blocked.
Mike, I know you said you don't want to evaluate Vince, so could you just talk in general about the importance of a nose tackle in a 3-4 scheme and that role? They don't usually put up big numbers, but I know they're really key to running that scheme.
You know, I think more than anything, those guys need to be disruptive. They need to occupy multiple blockers and maintain the line of scrimmage and gap control. And, you know, that's the basis of where it begins when you talk about describing the guys that play those positions.
Are those guys sometimes tougher to find just because, you know, this year there's not that many human beings that size with that agility on the planet?
Yeah, you know, they're all getting increasingly tough to find. That's the case. That's why, you know, most of the people that got a good one, they found him in the first round of drafts.
I think we're good, Coach.
Thank you, Mike. Have a good Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Coach. Thank you.